For 20-year-old college student Ondine Grosser, there's a milestone besides dating that she sees down the road, and she's pretty comfortable talking about it.
It's probably about 5 years from now, but I know I'm going to have to move out eventually. And that means doing practically everything on my own, which is kind of a scary prospect.
It's scary because Ondine Grosser has lived on what's called the autism spectrum all her life. She's intelligent, high-performing, but can be withdrawn. Social situations can overwhelm her, like they did when she went to Knox College in Illinois. Ondine and her mother, Amira, thought it would work out, but it didn't.
I've never failed anything before, but I've always gotten, like, A pluses and A's in high school, so I was not accustomed to getting F's and withdrawing.
Ondine and her mom, Amira, were also not accustomed to the relative lack of support for young adults on the autism spectrum. Today, Ondine is at a community college and much better off because of a program called Aspire that's specifically designed to help high-functioning adults with autism. There aren't many of these programs. This one is run by Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Ondine, her mom Amira, and Jennifer Richler, a science writer and clinical psychologist, talked with us about the challenges for autistic adults and, as Amira told us, how she missed all the warning signs during that first college experience.
You know, we thought we did things right. When Ondine had her acceptances, we drove to the Midwest and visited a number of colleges that she was accepted to and spoke to the disability departments. And I think in this case, because at the end of the year when I picked up Ondine's sister, who also went to Knox and is also on the spectrum, the lady, who's a lovely, lovely lady, but she apologized to me basically saying she was in over her head. And even though when we had gone the previous year, she had said, oh, she was up on all the latest research, that was not actually true. She hadn't had any continuing ed. She didn't know any of the new supports or anything out there that is recommended for children on the spectrum to be successful in college. And I mean, frankly, I should have done more on my own. Ondine had been in an out-of-district placement, and I sort of had let the school sort of handle everything, thinking, well, you know, she's all set. But that really wasn't the case. I really needed to be much more proactive and much more of an advocate. And I mean, the other thing is, a lot of colleges and a lot of schools in general, when you have kids on the spectrum who have social difficulties but are very, very bright academically and intellectually, it's very hard for them to gauge what kind of supports these kids need, because very often they look and they see, oh, they'll get an A in a class or on a test, and they think, oh, they don't need any supports. But there are a lot of invisible supports that are put in place that parents do all the time without even realizing it, with cueing kids. Oh, you know, did you remember to put this in your backpack, or did you remember to do this? And without that, very often kids miss out.
Jennifer, you're hearing this story. Does it sound familiar, and does it generally really state the case for what's gone on in the United States for people on the autism spectrum? As adults who don't get as much attention or expertise as they got as children?
I think it definitely does tell a pretty representative story about adults on the autism spectrum, and especially adults like Ondine, who are really bright and have a lot of strengths. And as Amira pointed out, that sometimes makes people less attuned to the challenges they face and the supports that they might need in order to thrive. So I think it does tell a story that I hear a lot. I do think that part of why this is an interesting time for adults with autism is that maybe the picture is starting to change just a little bit as more and more people with autism are entering adulthood, and particularly many adults who are on the milder end of the autism spectrum. So they are bright, they have a lot of abilities and strengths, but they struggle with some of the same things that anyone with autism does, the social interaction piece, keeping organized and on top of things. But I am starting to see signs of programs that are really tailored to serving that exact population. And I think with more of those programs and better training for the staff who run them, we're going to start to see better stories and more encouraging stories unfolding.
What is it that you've noticed that's different, Amira, about Ondine since she's gotten involved in these other adult-oriented programs?
I think when Ondine came back, she was emotionally quite traumatized, and she sort of spent almost 2 months sort of in her room just kind of recalibrating and just kind of venturing out a little bit to see that, you know, society's not going to, you know, push her down, that she can, there is a place for her. And when we contacted the A&E, which is the Asperger's Association of New England, and Aspire, where Ondine, prior to going off to college, had done a couple of summers in their program for teenagers, they helped her really kind of get out of her shell and start to talk to people again and to look for a future. When she first came home, she said to me that she has no future, that, you know, that she's a hopeless and a failure, and that, you know, there's nothing for her. And then to finally come to the point where she's now, she made the dean's list this past semester, and she's doing really well in her DNA biotechnology courses, you know, and talking to people and strangers, which really wouldn't have happened before. So, you know, there was a bridge where Aspire really kind of came in and helped her kind of find a foothold again.
Ondine, did you feel hopeless?
Well, I kind of put it in the back of my mind because, you know, it was not a fun time for me. And right now I don't really remember how I felt. I just remember holding myself up in my room, not really speaking to anybody about it, and just you know, being on my computer, browsing the internet, doing stuff. Still getting, you know, my confidence back. Slow, but it's getting there.
And now?
So I'm still... Well, last semester, I aced everything, which was a pleasant surprise. I myself thought I was going to get B's and C's, but yeah, it turned out to be A's.
Oh, that's great. All right, so you're in this program called Aspire. Mm-hmm. What do you think it's done for you, and what do you aspire to be?
Well, I've always been interested in like medical sciences, especially with human anatomy. So it also helped with me seeing like what a hospital setting really is like for, you know, employers, because then I've never really been in one. And it's also helped with communicating with bosses and people above you.
You want to be a doctor?
No, I don't want to be a doctor. I want to be a medical examiner.
You mean like a coroner? Okay.
That's my ideal job.
That's a room with no distractions.
Nope, not at all.
Ondine, yeah. The best of luck to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer, would you like to give us some closing thoughts?
I think that stories like Ondine's really show what people on the autism spectrum can do when they're given the right supports, and that they really can thrive. And so really, I think the time that we're in presents this unique opportunity where we have this whole cohort of people with a lot to offer the world. And we have a chance to really help them succeed and become fully participating members of citizens of the world. How are we going to respond to that challenge? And what I'm hoping is that with more programs like Aspire's, we're going to respond by giving the supports and the services that this group needs and then letting them take it from there. I'm really encouraged to see that happening.
Jennifer Richler, science writer and clinical psychologist in Bloomington, Indiana. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Ondine Grosser, good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
And Amira Aker, proud mother of Ondine. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.